Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's it for my Spiegel's Feeling Corner.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
I thought for 3 or 4 weeks they're the best offensive line in NFL. After today's performance, I don't know how you can argue that. I think this is the best offensive line in the NFL right now.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Thank yous to everybody here. Thank yous to the people who helped put this show together. Mitch Rosen, thank you for what you do. Ryan Porth was out here earlier
always gotta
as well.
Thank the boss.
That's right.
I got to get paid, man.
I like that.
I'm a free agent, you know? I got to get paid. Oh. I am Mark Rody. You know it, man.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Feelings Corner. We got to get a song for the Feelings Corner.
I'm told that we might have one. Our segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And make sure that you check out all the stuff that we do on your local Ford dealers pregame show, which will start at noon on 670 The Score with Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. The postgame show is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Hey, O, how are you?
I'm good, man. You talk about Feelings Corner. How can you not be excited about this game? The Bears versus the Packers. Bears 9-3, Packers 8-3. I mean, I am in my feelings around this game. I'll tell you that much.
What are your feelings? What are there? Are you excitement? Is it anger? Anticipation? What do we got?
All of that, right? Excited about the game. Trying to be an analyst and not a fan and not a former Bear, where like you hear people saying the Bears are fraud and they can't beat Green Bay and the quarterback's not good enough, and you're getting mad reading Twitter and trying to get mad, trying to look at it from an analyst perspective and seeing the reason why they seen that, and knowing the one score games and that, you know, Caleb, we'd like him to play better football, but we do have our run game, watching the film, thinking, man, these Chicago Bears really are a pretty damn good football team. Now, the ball has bounced their way a few times this year, and watching a lot of those games where they did win by one score, you're wondering, well, how the hell did they pull that out? But what a great week to be a Chicago Bears fan. You got hot dogs. You got coaches taking their shirt off. You got former Bears taking their shirt off. You got everyone with their shirt off. You got hot dogs all over the place. I mean, this is a great time to be an analyst for Chicago Bears, watching the Chicago Bears up there go to Green Bay and hear all the trash talking. What a fun week.
No doubt about it. Oh, I've been dying to talk to you this week on the air about the run game, because you have been talking about this for weeks and seeing it coming and now saying, hey, this might be the best offensive line in the game. So from a technical standpoint, you could go as deep into this as you want. What is it about their run game that has made it so successful?
The run game, the beauty about it is, for the run game to be successful, to explain it is pretty simple, right? You move a man from point A to point B against his will. They don't want to be moved, right? They have to try to hold the point of attack to stop the run game. Well, the Bears offensive line, Dalman, Tooney, Ozzie Trapillo, Darnell Wright, Jonah Jackson, who I would say he may be in the lead to be a first-team All-Pro this year. Woo. They are displacing guys off the football. And you guys see that, too. Everyone is talking about it all of a sudden this week, all over Twitter, all over social media, all over ESPN. Look at the Chicago Bears offense line. Look how much room the running back has before he even gets touched by one defender, right? Monungai cutting it back to the double team, which is Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright. We've talked a lot on this show about having that strong side of your offensive line that can double team and displace guys. And then, guys, Drew Dahlman, man, when he's one-on-one with a guy like Jordan Davis, right, that guy's a monster, right? He's one-on-one. He's doing his job. He's making his block. Funniest scene I think I saw in the Philadelphia game was the Eagles giving up 210 yards rushing, Jordan Davis making a play and then flexing after. Like, I was confused. I was like, bro, you guys are getting killed on that side of the ball. But Tooney, I mean, gosh, that guy, as consistent as ever, right? And when he got his false start last week, I think we all almost fainted. Like, how the hell did that guy even make a mistake, right? And then Ozzie Trapillo, obviously, playing good football out there, too. So Dan Roshar, Ben Johnson, with his motions and his shifts and giving his offensive line an advantage. Caleb Williams, you guys, handling all that. That's a lot to handle for a young quarterback. The shift, the motion, when to put a guy in motion, when to get the shift going, getting on the center, going on what Tom Brady calls the cheat account, going on the quick so the safeties can't rock and roll and get down there to stop the run. Really fun run game to watch right now for the Chicago Bears, moving guys off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, when Tooney had the penalty, and I realized that was his first penalty all year.
I almost fainted.
But it's like you realize, right? Okay, oh, I get it. That's how the guy gets to be what he is. Great stuff there from Olin in a lot of ways. But you took us to Caleb. You know, when Ben described the way that Caleb is managing the game with such admiration and praise, there's a tendency for some people to think of, oh, game manager, oh boy, that lowers the ceiling. Whatever, his ceiling is still high, and we hope he gets there. But it's really impressive how he's gotten to this floor, isn't it? That like you say, all the things he's managing during the game, you're clearly impressed by the fact that he's able to do all that stuff by, you know, now 12 games into this first year under Ben.
Really impressed that he worked on it, right? What was the thing we talked about in the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season? The penalties. How come we get these penalties on motion? Remember, I think it was the preseason, they had a fumble on a jet sweep, because that takes timing, right? When to put the guy in motion, when to go from under center. And then I think he fumbled also, guys, on a quarterback sneak against the Lions, where he executed two or three quarterback sneaks against the Eagles for first down. So remember, Caleb Williams, this offense, this is the first year in this system after having 72 offensive coordinators last year, right? This is his first year with Ben Johnson. They're putting him under center. They want him to play from under center. They want him to run the play action, run all the ball handling from that position a lot of times, which, you know, in high school and in college, the thing he did was from the shotgun, right? He ran RPOs and he ran zone reads and he ran all the things that all these young quarterbacks do nowadays, and he had to come in, humble himself, and learn this system under Ben Johnson. And I tell you guys, from his film, he is doing it. Like, I give him credit for doing that. I know what people are talking about in the pass game, how he has to get better and more accurate and get the ball out sooner sometimes, although he was getting the ball out quick against the Steelers and even quicker against the Eagles. But you think about the Bears' run game, right? When you watch it really closely on film, a lot of the eyes, two or three defenders' eyes are on Caleb a lot of times. So he is helping in that run game, the threat of him keeping the ball, the threat of him running around and making a play like he made to Cole Kmet. I mean, guys, flip your hips to the right and throw that ball with touch to Cole Kmet. I think Tom Brady called that a three ball, whatever that means. But Tom says it, it's got to be true. So what a great play he made there. But also, guys, if you go back and look through the statistics for the Chicago Bears, a lot of times when they are going for these 200-plus games, this 180-plus games, the second leading rusher is Caleb. Right, he is the guy making people miss for sacks, running down the field. He's using his legs. You know, he used his legs to get a touchdown to end the Steelers game. Just doing a lot of things that he has to do right now. And like Ben talked about, you can see that in the pass game, their details are a little off.
What do you see when you look at Jeff Hafley's defense?
I see a very good, sound defense where he does a very nice job. Those guys understand what they're doing in that zone defense. And, of course, you see Micah Parsons, right? I think we talked about Ben Johnson called her big and Watt werewolf. So here's the lead werewolf, right? Here's the guy who is very dangerous. You know, probably just Myles Garrett is better than him, but very sound Lawrence. They run a lot of concepts. Actually, they have two really good safeties that they want to fit in there against the run. You got to figure out who's rolling, who's rocking and rolling down, because you got to count for that guy in the run game. You know, they do a nice job getting to the quarterback, putting pressure on the quarterback, making him uncomfortable. Now, they will miss Devontae White, who's a very good football player, and they will miss him, of course, against the Chicago Bears, who likes to run the football right at you. But you see on all levels with Quay Walker, with Williams, with all these guys, you know, Williams, the safety, with all these guys rolling down, playing good coverage, understanding what they have to do, understanding their responsibility. Reminds me a little bit of the way Lovey and Rob Marinelli used to coach their scheme. It's not the same scheme. It's more of like a Seahawks when, you know, Pete Carroll was with the Seahawks. It's more of that type of scheme, but very sound. You kind of know what they're going to do, but they have little wrinkles that can confuse you. All eyes on a quarterback, and then they have the guys up front that if they put you in third and long and you're not in third and manageable, they can get after the quarterback and make him make mistakes.
What are you expecting Halfley to do to counter the run game the way it was so dominant? If the Bears came out with the exact same game plan, what would Halfley do as a defensive coordinator?
Really, really interesting question. It's something I thought about going over the film this week, because I don't think the Packers' D tackles without Devontae White can hold up. I don't know if they can hold up against the Chicago Bears, middle of their offensive line, add in Darnell Wright, add in, you know, if they're bringing Theo Benedict off the bench and go big against the Green Bay Packers. But I was thinking about when I watched this, okay, I wonder if, remember what Flores did when they had 10 tackles for loss a couple of weeks ago against the Chicago Bears. He was bringing a lot of his safeties off the edge, a lot of crow blitz, a lot of edge blitz, because the Bears like to bring their receivers in tight, run all kind of motions, and Flores said, screw it, man, if you're going to motion your receiver that way, I'll just blitz off the edge here. It really kind of disrupted the Chicago Bears run game, right? So I was thinking they could do that, but the way I talked about rocking and rolling, the two safeties, McKenzie and Williams, and trying to figure out who's coming to down, who's not coming down, moving the linebackers over late. It'll be really interesting. Those are the only really two things they could do, Spiegs, besides trying to go really big, put an extra D tackle on the field, put an extra linebacker on the field, and try to match up that way. But the Chicago Bears, now them missing Rome Odunze, will hurt. But Colson Loveland, the pass game is good enough, right? Caleb Williams' arm is legitimately one of the strongest arms in the NFL. He can attack every area of the field versus you. So it's going to be a very interesting matchup here, Ben Johnson versus Halfley. And how does Halfley decide, okay, how do I stop this Bears run game that is really displacing people, and with the shifts and the motions, I can't really get a beat on. If the Bears can be accurate, hit a few guys in, you know, hit about a few play action passes, find an explosive play, they could keep the Packers on their heels throughout this game.
Olin, I can't stop thinking about this play that somebody shared from last week of Evan Williams, one of those safeties you mentioned, just starting out in the back where he usually is, but then when he realized that a run game, just exploding with full speed and violence down to the line and into the lead blocker, into the up back, and just completely obliterating that guy. So, like, they're good at run support, aren't they? That was some physical stuff I was able to see. I'm sure you've seen a lot more.
Yeah, they are really good at run support, like we just talked about, right? And you missed a guy like Rome Odunze, who was the guy the Bears use a lot over there on those safeties, where they bring him in motion, they insert him in a C-gap, and he'll take on the safety, right? And he does a lot for the Chicago Bears. It was not happy, honestly, today when I heard that he was out. But yes, McKenzie and Williams do a nice job. They're very aggressive. They do a nice job in Coach Halfley's scheme. And that's one of the big matchups to watch for everybody who's watching the game, of how the Packers can slow down the Bears' run game. But remember, man, whenever you see a safety up there making a play, whenever you see a safety up there in the box, that means they're in some single safety coverage on the back end. And can we get Luther Burden or Colson Loveland or, you know, DJ Moore or somebody behind this defense and find us a few of these explosive plays that we've been looking for?
When it comes to Ozzie Trapillo, I got a couple of questions for you. One, how do you think he's played being reinserted as the left tackle? And two, if he's your left tackle this week, how do you expect, because Micah lines up on that side on first and second down, How do you expect the Bears will deal with Micah if Tripillo is out there?
Yeah, the same way they've been dealing with, you know, they played the Steelers, they had Watt and they had Herbig, right? And then this past week, they've got Dean and Phillips. So it's the same way, right? They're going to put two tight ends out there. They're going to try to chip him from the line of scrimmage. I remember Sean Payton saying when I was down there in New Orleans that if you want to disrupt the pass rusher, you don't block him from inside by a guard and you don't block him by a running back with a chip. You put somebody on the line of scrimmage and chip him from the outside. So I expect to see that from Parsons. And when people wonder, why does Halfley keep moving him inside? That's why. Right, because when you put them outside, everyone's just chipping in from the line of scrimmage. And those, I mean, I'll let a pass rusher tell you that. I think Jared Allen was the one who told Sean Payton that. I'll let them tell you, but that really sucks, man. When someone hits you in your ribs when you're trying to get up the field as fast as you can. If you guys want to try it on Twitch, go ahead, right? Just have speed try, get up the field, Lawrence, and hit him right in his ribs and see how that feels, right? So that really does suck, man. So I expect them to keep doing that. I remember, the second play of the Eagles game, they're always trying to help their left tackle, Chicago Bears, and make sure they don't give them too much to do. They ran a couple of tight end screens. I think the tight end screen that got intercepted also was to the left side of the Chicago Bears offensive line. And like you're saying, though, this is a little different animal. You always got to be aware of where he is. But I expect to see Cole Kmet, Poston, Loveland, those guys on the line of scrimmage early, chipping a lot. DJ Moore, they even use DJ Moore. They use Romo Odunze a lot, but he's not playing this week. So, maybe Luther Burden will be out there as Zacchaeus, but they're going to have constant attention. You'll see it, guys. As soon as they line up, if Parsons is standing there, you'll see a receiver standing about 1 yard outside of him, just threatening the fact that he may chip him. By chip, I mean step in and put their shoulder pads right in the right side of his ribs. And you guys can just imagine how that feels. So they're going to wear him on. Then Lawrence, like, run the football, man. Run the football at him. Run the football away from him. Make him see a lot of different looks. Try to slow him down and wear him out.
What are the things, if someone asked you what you need to know about Bears, Packers, like the history of it, your personal history with it, what would you tell them?
It is, to me, the best rivalry in the NFL. The people, the two states and cities do not like each other, right? And if you play long enough, like I got to play the Packers 28 times, if you count the playoff game and you count the one in New Orleans, I'm 10-18. You end up not liking them very much, right? And the Packers have had a Hall of Fame quarterback, it seems like, for like 70 years, right? And it means a lot to the owners. It means a lot to the people who live there, right? You pull up and some old lady who someone's grandma is flicking you off and telling you where you can go, how you feel about it. And then, you just grow into this. Everywhere you go in a town, it's Packers week, right? This game, it's the game that we have to win. And that's why earlier we're talking about, we want to talk about feelings corner. This whole week has been a feelings corner, right? You really feel the fact that you want to beat this football team. The Bears are 93 in question of how legitimate they are. For a guy who played there for a long time, they had many rivalries, right? Gilbert Brown and all the way through the years of guys just you go against. And it's always a tough fight. And it's always a tough game, whether the team is good or bad, starting with, the time we Brian Robinson blocked the kick, or we went up there and shut him out in 2006, and all the wins you remember, you even remember the losses. And there's a loss that, the NFC Championship game that hurts the most, right? That loss really does suck. The coldest game in Bears history was against the Packers, who beat them in overtime, I think in 2008 or 2009. So much history behind this. When you're at Halas Hall, the owners hate them. So, it means a lot to them, which means it means a lot to the team.
A little bit of breaking news here, and we've been talking about this player. We have a little bit more insight now. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Tom Pelissero. He reports, Bears wide receiver Romo Odunze, who was ruled out of Sunday's game against Green Bay, has been playing with a stress fracture in his foot. Per sources, at this point, Odunze just needs rest, and it's week to week. The belief is not anything long term, but stress fracture for a receiver, like that's usually a good 2 to 4, 3 to 5 week type injury.
Oof, yeah. A stress fracture is a really, really small crack in the bone, but it can cause pain that gets worse the more you do stuff. Like, you got to shut it down because it can swell. It can get tender. Have you ever had one, Olin? You ever suffered that?
No, I've never had a stress fracture. Give Rome some credit, right, for playing, trying to play through that. And you could kind of see on film, everybody's been wondering what's been going on with Rome Odunze and where's his production gone. But man, I've watched him block guys. I've watched him get after guys on the field. Hopefully he gets healthy fast. He will be missed, guys, for the Chicago Bears. He does a lot out there for them, really developing his game, turning into a good player. But I was wondering somewhat watching him on film with his routes and stuff. And as you guys know, I don't try to get into receivers and quarterbacks too much in their technique, but just wondering about his explosion and the way he was going in and out of stuff. I wasn't shocked that he was missing practice this week. I was hoping it wasn't anything serious, right? But just hope Rome Odunze gets healthy fast here because, you know, the Bears, they could use him. But obviously up there, guys, you know, the Packers have, you know, Tucker Kraft out. They got Elton Jenkins out. They got two of their best players out. So this is that time of the year. Other guys got to step up. That's why they took Luther Burden in the second round. And hopefully he's ready to step up. And other guys got to step in and find ways to make plays.
All right, more on that as we go. Lots of Spiegel and Olin's left to go. But, yeah, Olin, you've referenced it a couple times. 2 weeks ago, you called me out for putting you in a corner, for putting you in Spiegel's feelings corner. And then last week, you said...
I didn't call you out. I just named it. I just named what you do to everybody.
Thank you. All right, that's noted. No, noted, sir. And guilty.
Also, I'd like to say, Lawrence said something earlier. I thought about this. Wildfire is good, man. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's delightful.
Wildfire is excellent.
Yeah. But last week, you asked for a song. You said, like, Speaks.
Oh, I can't wait.
Speaks, do we have a song for the Feelings Corner? Because, yeah, if you're going to
By the way, Speaks, yes. I saw you on Twitter singing with your band. You're awesome, man.
Oh,
like, for real. I enjoyed that.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah, you got your moves and singing way better than your stance.
I'll take that. But, Olin, we were talking about it. Me and the band, me and Tributosaurus were talking about it. And Kurt Morrison, my guy, said, I can do a little something for Spiegel's Feelings Corner. Here you go. Mm-hmm.
Feelings. Spiegel's having feelings. Trying to make people feel feelings too.
This is awesome.
Corner. Spiegel's feelings corner.
Bop.
Wanting even athletes to feel the way we do.
I do want you to feel the way we do, oh.
Feelings. Whoa, feelings. Whoa, feelings.
Go ahead.
Sing along, everybody.
Spiegel's Feelings Corner. Feeling.
Come on, O, sing along.
This is really, really good.
Oh, feeling. Oh, it's awesome, man.
Is a little Spanish feeling. Guitar going
yes,
on there?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Spiegel's Feelings Corner.
I thought it was Santana.
The great Kurt Morrison. The great Kurt Morrison.
That's awesome, man. That really is awesome, Speaks. So, I appreciate that.
Hey, man, thanks for branding a segment. Now we can just
for sure.
We can do it there, and Lawrence can leave if he needs to.
Now we just got to get a sponsor. We got to get Owen some sponsorship, and I think maybe Wildfire might be the perfect opportunity for Spiegel's Feelings Corner with Olin. Get our guy paid, get him fed, all of that
good
stuff.
You know what that made me think about? The Lions, you know, the Lions-Packers Thanksgiving game? Jack White and Eminem were awesome. I don't know what you guys thought.
I thought that was...
When he hit Seven Nation Army, it was unbelievable.
Yes, it was.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
They really stepped up on Thanksgiving.
I went nuts in my house. I went nuts with Seven Nation Army.
Super Bowl halftime.
Actually, Dominic Raiola sent me today, he sent me that song. I guess it's out on... it's out on the phone already, so I got it on my phone. I think it's awesome.
They played it before the game last night. Like that. Mm-hmm. That's how the Lions came onto the field last night.
Oh, I don't blame them.
Oh, wow.
I don't blame them.
It was really, really awesome. Oh, have a wonderful weekend. We'll be listening on the pre and post game show.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Olin.
It's Olin Kreutz, man. O likes to say, like, oh, you know, I'm just here to watch the tape. And he has fun.
Oh, dude. He's really good.
He's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet.
That is absolutely beautiful. I loved him giving me crap for that. and asking for a song. So
Kurt knocked it out the park.
Yeah, he's got that nylon string guitar thing down. Where it's like every time he does it, I just want to say, my people are poor. I have looked, my people have looked through these mountains for decades.
You just want to say, you killed my father, now you must die.
Exactly. Or it's like a Colombian coffee commercial.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Someone is probably feeling disrespected. And I will say, I think that we got some context.
From Brisker.
No, from Spice.
Oh.
Because Spice wasn't drafted by the Bears. He was a Niner for a few years, and then he came here as a free agent.
Yeah.
And he said that they sit him in the room, Clockwork Orange style. They showed him a bunch of tapes, and then all of a sudden he hates the Packers. So maybe this is what's going on with Micah.
Spice was cured, all right.
Exactly. What's his name again?
Alexander DeLarge. Alexander DeLarge.
So maybe we need to be nicer to Michael or Micah. I don't know, but you can check his sincerity on how he feels disrespected next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Nah, you know, we're not worried about those things that are said. You know, it's another game, obviously. You know, the Bears matchup, we're always trying to win that game.
You heard it, though. You said it, I imagine.
I've seen some stuff, yeah. I've seen some stuff.
It went through your head.
It is what it is, man.
It's Jordan Love talking about the rivalry and some of the smack talk that's been going on. It is a Spiegel and Holmes show. We're here with you until 6 o'clock.
Did you know the name Adam Stenovich before yesterday?
I did.
I did not. I'll admit that. I'll be the guy who did not. Because when I think of the Packers offense, I think of Matt LaFleur, period. Adam Stenovich is the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. He was a tackle. So it's a pretty rare thing to have a former tackle as the offensive coordinator.
Smart guys on that offensive line.
For sure. For sure. And you don't have to worry about somebody who thinks passing that much or, like, you know, can coach the passing game from experience of playing it or necessarily. But anyway, Adam Stenovich was asked about the Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson thing. And I wonder if he was supposed to say the quiet part out loud. He kind of tried not to say it, but still sort of said it.
I asked Jeff this too. I don't know if you watch these things when you're back there, but you know, head coaches in this league, they generally don't say inflammatory things about each other. So I was wondering what you thought as a staff member when Ben Johnson said what he said at the press conference, and if you thought that was any kind of shot at the whole staff.
Yeah, you take it personal, for sure. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
You take it personal, for sure, and I'll just leave it at that.
So all the stuff of, like, LaFleur doesn't care about it, that would be incorrect.
Yeah, that'd be an absolute pile of garbage, which we knew.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. Like, I would, if I was thinking about, like, an equivalent, you know? Like, if this were you giving me grief about something, that would be hilarious and, like, kind of funny. If it was just some random dude that I didn't know,
yeah,
not as funny.
Oh, dude, absolutely. If a guest came on who, I'll give you a perfect example. First time we had Angelo Cataldi on this show, he just went after Danny Parkins like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? Remember that? And Danny didn't know him or know who he was. Like, I mean, he knew who he was or whatever. But, like, yeah, you're right, Lawrence. Like, I don't know this guy.
And you're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, what did I do to this guy?
Oh, I'm catching strays because I beat their ass every year.
An enemy of the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Angelo Cataldi.
In the 33 years I've done sports talk in Philadelphia, the man I have loathed, hated the most is Andy Reid.
Do you hate Andy Reid because you guys were all just so collectively wrong about him?
I got to tell you right now, Matt, this Danny sounds a little bit like a loser to me.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was so mean-spirited. It was just, but he, like, Angelo doesn't care. That's his thing. Like, he's just, he didn't even mean it personally. It was just like, oh, you're going to do this? Well, I will go three times harder than you expect.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
that
he did.
That is a thing. Mm. So, yeah, it clearly got to LaFleur.
For sure.
Micah, on the other hand, he's new to this thing. Like, the whole ecosystem, he's new to it. But we think that he has found his way into either believing or believing that he's believing in the Bears-Packers rivalry.
Yeah, it'll be a challenge. We've been facing that for a while now. You know, it's something that they're going to try to minimize the game. They don't want us to rush, and we got to earn that right. We got to go take it, and we have to find a way to stop the run. They're doing a very good job of getting into that run. You know, people love their front, and it's something that, you know, we got to handle on Sunday. Now, I don't care what Ben said. I don't care what Ben said. I wasn't even a Cowboy. I mean, I wasn't even a Packer when Ben said that. It's just me, like, who I am and what I stand for and where I want this defense to stand for. You know, I told him today, like, there's not too many times in life you get to control your own destiny. And we can do that this week. You know, rivalries are for the people. It's for the fans. For me, it's just going out there and just dominating. Like, I just don't like them just because I just see, like, the disrespect that comes with things, you know. And that's why I say I play for a respect. Like, when you know how to earn someone's respect, it's beating the shit out of them. Like, there's no better feeling than coming in the game and their best players is coming up to you like, yeah, like, okay. Like, that's, like, respect.
Are you seriously still looking for respect? You personally?
Yeah.
How? I mean, you're, like, one of the best players in the league.
I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. I don't. I think every week people question my worth. People try to believe me and take away my name. And when you're the best, that's what happens. Like, you are talked about. Like, you are looked at more closely. Like, I could go out there and have 5 sacks. And people say, oh, it's coverage sacks. They held the ball. They're always going to find something. Like, you'll never prove anything wrong. But I will say, like, for me, it's about, like, you'll never question how hard I play. Yeah, I could go out there and have 4 TFLs and they'd still tell me I'm not physical. Like, it don't matter what you do or what you put on tape, as long as it's involved with winning, and I'm a winner. I got to find a way to win. If a team wants to come in and run the ball 35 times, you tell me what that is. It's disrespectful. You're saying, like, hey, we're going to come punch in your mouth, and there's nothing you're going to do about it.
Oh.
Like, that's all this is. So, like, you got to earn the respect of your opponent. Okay, we can't run the ball, so now good. We could play my game. and that's getting after the passer. So it's like, I got to earn my respect out there. We all do, really. Like, it can't just be me. It got to be all 11.
Could also be respecting the fact that they can't block you.
Yeah, but you got to trick your mind to go into a dark place. can't look at the bright side all the time. The bright side is you can still rush the pass. No. That's something your mom would tell you.
That is amazing.
I get where he's coming. I completely get it.
What? The end, right? Where he tells you what he's been trying to do.
It's not the Bears-Packers thing that he even cares about.
He didn't care about that.
He's just making stuff up in his mind. And I get it. Speaks, last week I said...
It's just like the Michael Jordan entire career.
100%.
Fast forward to decades past the incident. And there's a rumor that this never happened. LeBradford Smith never put his arm around Mike and said, nice game, Mike.
There it is, man.
A couple of writers went up to Michael and said, did this ever happen? And Michael was, with a smile, just like, no, I made it up. There's nothing he would not do to get himself to the place where he's going to beat you.
That's it. Michael Jordan made up a thing about a player named LeBradford Smith. It has lived forever, and it was completely made up. So Micah just hasn't figured out something to make up yet for this week.
I think he has. He's figured out if you run at him, it's disrespect. If you don't run, it's disrespect. All of it is disrespect. So I texted my brother, because you know my brother's not like a big sports guy, but he's always interested in what it is that I do. You remember Big John Henderson from the Jaguars? Remember him, 6'7", like 320 pounds? Exactly, Alex. I sent my brother that video, the video of Big John Henderson asking one of the assistants to slap him in the face. So the assistant slaps him in the face. He's like, no, you got to do better than that. So he hits him again. He's like, now we're talking. That's how you do it. You made my mouth bleed. That's how you get me ready to play. And then Big John's just walking through the hallway, bigger than everybody else. And you go, oh. And I said to my brother, this is what football players are like. This has been my professional life for 25 years, dealing with people that need this type of motivation sometimes to do what they do.
I'm watching the video. I don't know how this escaped me, but
it's hilarious.
Big John Henderson getting slapped.
And
by
then he's so happy and he is ready to go. And then watch everyone move out of his way because that's Big John. And he used to do this before every game.
Wow.
Every game, the assistant would slap him. And if it wasn't good enough, he'd have him slap him again.
Can you imagine how scared you were as an assistant first time you get asked to do that?
Yes. The first time that Big John is like, listen, before games, I'm going to need you to slap me. That's against the rules, John. No. I'm going to need you to slap me before I go to the field. Okay. All right. And I think the assistant guy was like 6'2", but it's Big John Henderson. Everyone looks small.
That's totally what Micah is trying to do verbally in that thing. He's like dancing around. He's like, well, I got a little this, I got a little that. You know what does feel disrespectful when they run at you, but doesn't that mean that they think you're actually good? No,
right.
You shut up. I'm talking about
you.
You
shut up.
But I don't know how anybody could disrespect him at all, the way he plays the game. And it's not just the production and the sacks. It's just the way he plays the game, how hard he plays it, the knowledge that he has for the game. But I hope he goes into a really dark place on Sunday. So I'm excited to see that.
They're doing it to him. That's Jeff Hafley. We all know he's good. I've been telling Spiegs, like, don't do the whole run it Micah thing. That might not work out for you.
Well, what are we supposed to do? So this is what it is. What we do and all the chatter and all the talk, and clearly what Micah needs, which is some of the chatter and some of the talk. The man does a podcast. He probably wants angry texts when he does a podcast and gets them, you know, like angry tweets. But it's like, I mean, he clearly needs that stuff. But when it comes down to it, you just got to do what schematically makes the most sense.
Play to play. That's all you got to do.
Well, speaking of that podcast, this was Micah Parsons in the preseason.
The Bears have made one of the greatest offseasons, and what we've seen from Caleb Williams, he made some amazing throws. He did some amazing things out there.
See, once you get into the season, you need someone to slap you in the face.
You got to go to a dark place.
Yeah,
that's how you get to that dark place.
What is it with famous Packers and dark places? Like Aaron Rodgers went on a darkness retreat.
Aaron.
Aaron. He went on a darkness retreat, and now Micah needs to go to a dark place. Aaron knows one. Just leave him the keys.
A former Bear would love to play in this offense. We'll share who and why next on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The feedback that we get every week is incredible, and I'm glad that you were available and willing to be a part of this.
You know what we do?
Thank you guys.
You know what we do? We take care of the first line of defense so you can see second level.
I'm looking second level.
That's right. Yeah. And we get the second level stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Forte. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, which is presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's great having Matt here yesterday, Speaks.
Yeah, man, you have a really nice relationships with a lot of these former players, from covering them and then getting a chance to work with them. And Forte's been a really wonderful addition to our team. And the way he talked about it is like, man, I haven't been part of a team in a while. And he really enjoys being part of the team, takes feedback on the segments, enjoys trying to go deeper on stuff, answers anything we ask, and worked together with us on this thing yesterday, which was a really fun event. A lot of happy Bears fans and listeners yesterday hanging out with him.
Matt has a book called Stay in the Game, which you should buy. He was here with us doing a book signing, and we talked to him about where the Bears are at. Here's what he said he loves about the Bears run game.
What they're doing right now, they can run any kind of play. They're running ISOs, they're running lead plays, they're running zones, inside zone, outside zone. They really kind of are doing whatever they want with the running game, which is, it's crazy, because some teams they stick to their bread and butter, like, hey, we're an outside zone team. And you can't, as a defensive coordinator, I'd hate to be a defensive coordinator who has to prepare for the Bears running game or offense in general, because you can't say, oh, they're only this type of running team. They're running misdirection, like all kinds of stuff. So when you're a running back, how you work with the offense in tandem with the offensive line is knowing what that play is designed to do. Like if we're running a play that I used to love is called duo, where it's all double teams, and you kind of just right downhill, and you're reading the middle linebacker, and if he goes backside, you know something's front side is going to open up. It's a real simple play. So you're reading the middle linebacker. You really don't have to look at anybody. You kind of feel. They say you feel the defensive line, but you look at the second level. So you read the mic, and if he goes front side, you know you got to look backside to try to see if there's going to be a hole there, which it should be.
So you got to trust the offensive line to do their job while you're looking second level.
Yeah, and the trust part is huge in that. And how you gain that trust is just the repetitions of it, because if there's penetration in the backfield, there's not a lot of trust. The game, you know, you kind of just have to make something happen when that happens. And so you'll see in teams who get a lot of penetration, running backs kind of abort the mission pretty quickly because the trust isn't there. They're like, well, I'm supposed to go here. I see color. I see a guy there. I can't go there anymore, so I need to figure something out. But when you trust the O-line and they're pushing somebody a yard and a half, 2 yards off of the ball, you can really trust or press, as they say, press the line of scrimmage, and that makes them make a decision. When you press the line of scrimmage, somebody has gap control and contain. Somebody has to make a decision, and when they do, something else opens up. So when you are patient and you do that, as soon as it opens up, that's where like the instinct and vision just comes, where it's just like even a millisecond, it's like you just do it.
They have more 10 plus rushing plays in the NFL than anybody. Bears have 56 of them. The next team has 47 of them. So, and that's how you get 10 plus, is if the running backs are looking second level and the O-line's taking care of the first level.
Yeah. And that's the all O-line's job. And that's what's impressive about it, is that they're allowed to look at the second level right now. You know, there's a lot of times where if early in the game you are getting, you know, hitting the backfield or having to break tackles in the backfield, you don't have the luxury to look second level. You got to look first level at that point, which sometimes it does still work out, but at the same time, you're not going to be trusting it. And sometimes you may miss a hole because, okay, it's blocked perfectly, but you didn't trust it and you kind of rushed it, or you kind of sped up and didn't set up your block. So, you know, the second, looking at being able to have the luxury to look at the second level and having that many explosive runs is, It's nothing that is short. It makes me I want to get the pads back on and like.
Let's go.
I could be third string, you know, something. Like,
let's go.
I kind of want it. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I want to. It's like I'm almost jealous. I'm like, I want to get out there and run through one of them holes, man. Like this is too good. I'm missing out.
Oh, it's so good from Matt Forte. I'm smiling because you know that spark you can see in the step of a running back when they know the hole's going to be there and they might have a chance to bust it big? You saw it in both Swift and Manungai all game on Friday, and Matt is putting words to it. Like, they're like, all right, I know they're going to do their job. Let me see that linebacker. Let me game him. Let me go ahead and take him, and I'm going to get 10-plus like that. You know, it's just exciting when you see running backs run like that.
Beautiful stuff from Matt Forte. Glad that he is on the team. Another teammate is Dan Wiederer. He joins us to talk Bears Packers. And you're going to hear, if you miss Tanny's open to the show, don't go anywhere. We're playing it. Damn it. We're playing it. Next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.